So
we read selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of ruin as an opportunity for correction. Continuing from excerpt number 14, you can send your questions through our system, and selected questions will be asked here. 14. Two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective. And the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
Yeah, so Baal Sulam writes that in the corporeal body, two discernments were made. First discernment is when he feels his soul as a specific item and does not understand that it's a whole, the whole soul. He feels alone. And the rest, and the others are others. In other words, he still doesn't have a real perception. A real perception, which we don't understand, is like Einstein's theory. We don't understand it, although we talk about it. Here too, with respect to the soul, we don't understand how much our perception, because we're in the will to receive, it's called a perception of the imaginary world. It seems to us like there are billions of people, still vegetative, animate, all kinds of things like that. We see all that in our broken will to receive. And that's why they seem to us like many people, many animals, many, many. But in truth, when we begin to correct, we begin to connect, that's what he says, that feels his soul as a unique organ and doesn't understand that this is the whole, the common soul. But when he corrects himself, he comes to a state, as it is written, as one man with one heart, that there aren't many, there are no parts. It was only divided according to our intellect, our mind, which was spoiled, which was broken, corrupted. But when the mind begins to connect into one desire, one goal, one source that brings him, it's one light. The closer we get to the light of Yechida, from the word Yechid, one, unique, then we begin to attain more and more that there aren't many people here. There's no plural here, not many, but all of that appears to us in our intellect, in our perception, as many parts, pieces, still vegetative, animate and speaking, and in each one we have many discernments, but there's no such thing. It all connects into one. So, the first discernment is when he feels his soul as a unique organ and doesn't understand that this is only how it seems to him, a part of the common soul. The second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective, meaning to the extent that he approaches the collective, to the extent that he connects to others, to that extent he feels more and more that they belong to one system. And the sign that the body has been fully corrected is this, when he feels his soul being in each and every one. That there's no difference. That he is in everyone, everyone is in him, and he really becomes as one in each of them. And that's why, if he feels himself as an individual, because one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, meaning he doesn't feel the difference between himself and others, and feels everyone as one collective. And the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam Rishon prior to the breaking.
No, PT 19.
Well, PT 19.
Good morning,
friends. The second discernment, that it doesn't shine on him, but only the soul of Israel. Only to the extent that he purified himself. What does that mean? What does it mean, part of the light?
He feels that he's still divided, not whole. And thus, there is the matter of the general soul, and there is the matter of his private soul. But he already feels a gap between one and the other. And this, that it advances him and pushes him to correct himself and obligates him to reach the end of correction.
According to what he writes, he started building the kli already.
Yes, that's called equivalence to the general.
So this is what they asked before, it's to pass the machsom?
Of course. We're talking about high degrees of correction.
Spain. Thank you.
Okay, Spain 1.
Salon Rav, Salon Javerin.
Hello Rav, hello friends.
¿Se siente solo al final de la corrupción, de la corrección, o en grados anteriores se puede sentir algo? Toda.
The feeling of the general soul of Israel, is that something only felt in Gemar Tikkun or also before?
It's felt close to the end of correction. The general of Israel is, let's say, our entire group, Neighboruch, that it is directed, aimed, Yashar Kel, directed to the Creator. That's why it's called us. It's not a nation, it's a group that Abraham connected, just like we've learned from ancient Babel, from all the 70 nations that live there in Babylon. And he connected a group that its purpose was to attain the Creator. And thus, they called themselves Israel, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. That's it. And so, we continue their path.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, in 14, he writes the first and second phases. One is that he feels his the uniqueness of his soul. So that means that one is an egoist and wants to receive only to himself. And the second discernment means that he can be refined, and then he doesn't feel that he exists, that everything exists in the others.
He still as exists as a private, but he understands that it is part of the general, part of the common.
Number 15. The vitality, sustenance, and correction of the whole creation is mainly by people of different views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
And it doesn't matter that they have opinions, desires, and perspectives in reality that are different. Of course, everyone is different, because everyone is the result of a unique reshima record from the breaking, the shattering. But along with this, they have one goal, through connection, to build such a result that the Creator will be able to be revealed there in his entirety. The Creator is the one force, and they want to make of all their broken desires also as one force. And then it turns out, specifically because they connect from broken desires to be as one in order to receive the Creator, then they reveal him, Tarach, 620 times more. 620 times more. That's how we say, but it's billions and billions of times more. We can't really give a quantity. There's no true number. More than what the Creator could have revealed, been revealed in that lone will to receive. So that will to receive, after it blew up and shattered and is found in mutual distance and hate between each part, when they overcome over the differences, the repulsion, what there is between all its parts, and ready, willing to connect as one man in one heart, then that same Creator, that upper light that created the desire, is felt within this will to receive billion times more, meaning in the same intensity as the Creator himself. That's what we attain. And thus, the creation goes through the stage of the shattering and correction.
Allah.
Okay. Onward.
16. All our work in prayers and practical commandments is to sort once more and raise all those souls that fell from Adam Rishon into the shells until they are brought to their first root as they were in it before he sinned with the tree of knowledge.
Yes, meaning we need to return all the broken parts to connection, that it should be precisely like that same initial form, but because we're returning them against our will to receive, which is repulsing, pushing all those parts away, then we're working above that will to receive, egoistic will to receive that grew. It's above the shells, above the obstacles, and then we reveal the Creator in Naran Chai, 620 times more than what was beforehand. How is it possible to describe this? I don't know. Let's say, from that initial small spark that was in the creation of our universe, let's say, to the state that the universe, let's say, is almost formed and reached its entire opening. These are things that have no quantity, no measurement. They're very huge. We don't understand it. We don't grasp it. But we have to expand our vessels to such an extent and attain all of reality. And then we attain eternality.
בסדר.
אוקיי.
יופי. הלאה.
אוקיי, onward.
17. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have been dropped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly, and the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you. For they will bless you constantly.
Okay, I don't see new questions. So let's continue.
There's Queens.
Okay, Queens, let's see if it's to the topic.
Queens.
Да, доброго времени суток, дорогие друзья. Раф, когда, если я правильно понял, если...
Good day, dear friends. If I understood correctly, when we're speaking about the collective, so it's faith above reason. Could I say that if I feel the collective, so I was included in the Achap of the Upper One?
Well, let's say we can say that. We can say such. On the way it is, but afterwards, a chap of the upper will be felt in a spiritual manner and not socially like you're describing it now. Ita 4.
Rav, il Bore ha frammentato il vaso della Dama Rishon per
darci... The Creator broke the vessel of Adam Rishon in order to give us the freedom of choice.
There's many discernments in this that the Creator attains by the shattering. He gives us free choice, opportunities to build ourselves, to expand our vessels, to feel something which is outside of us, because otherwise we only feel ourselves. The shattering makes a difference between me and what's outside of me. And then in this I begin to feel, begin to receive new senses. It's as it's written, you shall be as the Creator, knowing between good and evil. That all by the breaking, that by the shattering, I attain something opposite of the Creator. And then from this oppositeness, I can attain Him Himself. By the shattering, there has been made before me a ladder, not even one, ladders, meaning differences between all the forms of sensation and mind and discernment, scrutinies, that I can measure them and build them ourselves, how to progress in this form or another. Meaning the shattering builds before me many opportunities, possibilities. But rather, before the shattering, I couldn't grasp, couldn't navigate in the reality that was before me, like a baby. And so the shattering was obligatory in this very unique invention that he made that is truly against his nature. But it's an obligation that it should occur, so we shall attain his nature and the uniqueness. Okay? All right, let's continue, Moshe.
18. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it, because any observation of the work of the creation is enough to teach us about the greatness and perfection of its operator and creator. Therefore, we must understand and be very careful when casting a flaw on any item of creation, saying it is redundant and superfluous, and that would be slander about the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Let's read again.
Ba'al HaSulam. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it, because any observation in the work of creation is enough to teach us about the greatness and perfection of its operator and creator. Therefore, we must understand and be very careful when casting a flaw on any item of creation, saying it is redundant and superfluous, and that would be slander upon its operator.
Ashkelon.
Thank you, Rav. How to correct and bring to the good? What does that mean?
By this, that we make an effort to connect between us in corporeal matters, simple things in connection between us somehow. Even that we're not in corporeal connection between one another like you are now, but by this that we are in any case connected, drawn between us to feel ourselves together, because we have one goal together, we have a means, and by this we're awakening the light from within the goal itself that awakens, that illuminates to us, that we want to advance towards it, to get closer to it, so it illuminates towards us. And thus, it brings us closer between us and makes of us a single desire in something, each time more and more, because He is one. And thus, we get closer to His quality. And in this is all our correction.
We really connect the evil? Correct the evil by it? How do we feel it's corrected?
We feel this at least in this, that we have more consideration of one another, we get closer to one another, although that once in a while we feel that maybe we're even worse, more repulsed from one another. Along with this, we feel at times that we're dependent on one another, close to one another, and such we advance. Right leg, left leg, right leg, left leg. But we get closer to the goal.
Almata.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а как вынужден противостоять в этом мире и при этом...
How in this world can we go against what's going on but still keep the mercy in the heart?
I don't know what you mean by this world. I look at this world and see that it's entirely suffering. People don't know why they're alive. Even they may be very successful in all sorts of corporeal manners, but they're so sorry. All these things go over them, they pass over them, like the Creator is playing with them, confusing them. And what do they have in them that's so good? Thus, my perspective on the world is like people that we need as much as possible to explain to them what is the correct form of life that we need to see from this world as a corridor in which we correct ourselves in order to enter eternality, fullness, and not reincarnate again and again.
No, Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, that person that has a bad quality, and I have to correct my attitude towards him, or should I help the others correct their flaws?
You need with all the force to show a person how much you're giving him a good example. That he won't feel that you're purposely giving him a good example, but you need to give it to him. To act, to play before him, to do something before him. PT 31.
The pandemic that's coming back now with a lot of power. So humanity is trying to eradicate it. What does it mean that you're not allowed to eradicate, but you need to correct? What's correction in this state?
Our attitude to what's happening. Meaning that we'll understand that all these things come as a result of our inner corruptions. And only in our effort to correct ourselves in our attitude of each one to another, in that we'll be able to correct our pandemic and all the other problems, crisis, in line to descend down upon us.
Is there love? How not to be confused and not to follow external success? How to ask the Creator not to get confused?
I don't think such a prayer would help so much. It will help more if you'll request a connection with the friends. And that it will protect you. This, that you're with a friend, even that they're small and may not understand anything of themselves, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma with his students, but this, that you're requesting to be connected to them, that you're not requesting on them as you see them, but rather with their internality, with the Creator as He relates to their internality. And as it turns out, that you're already connecting to some internal spiritual vessel. And thus you'll advance.
But
this is how we work, actually. We're in connection always, and the Creator still puts opportunities before you.
He wants you to advance. How do you do it with your kids when you want them to advance?
Ну понятно, но как тут меру выдержать? Понимаете, необходимо.
That's clear, but how to hold on to the right extent?
You'll do what's up to you to do as much as possible, and the Creator will always do whatever He sees that you need, according to your preparation and readiness in you and the group, as much as you arrange your matters and the lesson accordingly. It'll give you the capability to progress. Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. Our friend is asking, there must be an upper system that connects all organs. How can we reveal and be a part of this system?
That's what we're doing. Reveal an upper system. I need to connect with my friends. There shall be connections between us that each bestows to the others. And then we'll feel between us revelation of this net, this network. And then the Creator will begin to be revealed between us. That's it. That's how we reveal. That's how it's written in all the verses, all the excerpts. Only in connection between us do we reach a system that reveals to us the Creator. And in the work between us, we begin to work against the Creator, meaning opposite Him, and reveal Him more and more. We invite Him to be revealed. And He changes in us all sorts of states, different elements, and we react such in the connection between us and such reach Him. That's what happens.
Varur.
Is that clear? Onwards.
19. There are two authorities here acting. Conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, who is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But It will come in its time, in its own way, heavily, and after a long time. Then there is the authority of the earth. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which craves, with carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development.
Meaning, of course, we will do or want to of ourselves, nonetheless, we advance to the end of correction. But this, that there are forces that activate us and give us opportunities to determine a connection, the pace of our progress, that we hasten ourselves, and then we truly reach the end of correction quicker, and that in this we save ourselves of all the negative forces that would obligate us to advance at each and every step. And thus, it's worthwhile for us to listen to what the Creator is sending us and how what He wants in each and every desire. We'll begin to feel Him, and then thus we'll be able to react properly to His calls and advance along with Him. That's exactly such to walk thus in identification. But even that we won't go, we won't walk, we will nonetheless advance and progress to the end of correction, it is promised to be. And thus our work is that we want to show that we ourselves are drawn to that same goal that the Creator has founded ahead of time. Salt Lake City.
Hola, Rab. Buenos días. Hola. ¿Estas dos autoridades de las que se habla son excluyentes entre sí o están trabajando de forma simultánea y constante sobre nosotros? Nosotros tenemos la posibilidad.
Both the authorities complete each other, or each one is separate? And can we choose what authority will work on me?
Yes, both governments act. One is of the country and one is of the upper, the heavens, and both operate upon us, and we need to make an effort as much as possible to be under the governance of the heavens, that it raises us and brings us to the end of correction speedily. Rather, in the governance of the earth, authority of the earth, it's like in our evolution, that we would go through still vegetative, animate, in billions of years of life and death, and much confusion and despair and wars and crisis of nature, and it builds on us such scrutinies, then that we reach a state that we can be equipped in spiritual scrutinies, discernments, that we've reached the state of the beast, that it is already in the passage to be Adam. Adam is similar to the Creator. And then it turns out that we here receive opportunities to advance onwards, to be similar to the Creator, also in our participation. And not just according to the governance and authority of nature. But if not, end of correction is promised to us, and we will reach it by both these authorities. Onward.
20. The will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and be turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive from themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They awaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is as we have said, that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form.
Meaning, surely by suffering we will want to disconnect, to distance ourselves, to rid ourselves of our ego, the will to receive to itself, because the suffering will obligate us in this. We've seen this on ourselves. But by the light that reforms, we can to be drawn forward instead of running because of blows from the back. And thus we advance much faster without suffering, saving time and blows. And thus it's worthwhile for us to advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah, thus that more and more people will come and connect to the program of creation in a manner that is an understanding, awareness, that we will quicker reach the end of correction. Okay?
Who's 22? PT
22?
Rav, I'm a bit confused between the two authorities. Can we say that the authority of the above is Beito and of the earth is Achishena, hastening?
The authority of the heavens is the Creator and the authority of the earth is you. Is that okay?
So our efforts...
Efforts, it depends what efforts. Okay, Moshe.
21. One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain.
Onward, again.
Again. One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of the life to the whole chain.
Meaning, none of us, according to the structure of the entire general soul, doesn't receive anything for himself, rather only to pass on to others, to everyone. Such each and every part of the general soul, what it receives, it passes on to others. And such each one passes on to others, And in this, we rise entirely above our nature, our egoistic will to receive, and then we feel the upper force that dwells in us, the Creator, that we make Him by this, that each one receives and gives, receives and gives, receives and gives, and that in such a manner no one receives, rather we all give, because whatever we receive, it's only to pass on. And then it turns out that we're building this essence called the Creator, the force of general bestowal. And thus it's called that you made me. And then the Creator truly is a result of our efforts.
Latin 8.
Latin 8.
Querido Rab, cuando en la decena nos esforzamos para
Dear Love, con el pensamiento de la creación, when we make efforts in the ten, in order
estamos ejerciendo el gobierno de la tierra
to
para
be, to resemble the thought of creation that wants to benefit its created beings. By this, do we hasten the correction in the world?
Vaday, vaday.
Of course, as much as we make an effort to cause correction, even in the ten, and even more so between the tens, and in our dissemination to the whole world, we advance the whole world to correction, and thus we're rewarded from the Creator with a unique attitude towards us, that if we draw after us all of humanity, and such the attitude from the Creator towards us is made very, very unique. Onward, Moshe.
22. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations to raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah. I don't see any questions. Well, I guess it's all clear. Next.
Excerpt 23 is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as He is merciful, you be merciful too. One should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal, as it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when the abundance is given from above to below, it is for the whole collective.
Moscow 3.
It's written that a person needs to pray for the whole general, they'll come.
For the whole world? That's a whole vessel. That is a whole vessel. And whoever is now, let's say, in this life, That's the whole vessel that is working now. And this vessel is constantly through all kinds of connections, this and that. People are supposedly born, they're dying. We'll see that later on, how it's really happening. But all the time, you have changes in the Kli. And as much as we cause connection into that Kli, by this we help it advance towards correction, and by that we are rewarded with a special relation from above.
Rav, we're always requesting for connection on the 10, and we're talking about the whole vessel and that we have to.
That's true, that we are supposedly now, that we only want to gather into a 10, but the 10 is actually that same, the smallest framework that you can't have less of it, that it also resembles itself, it connects to that general vessel. That's why if you take care of a 10 and you engage in the 10 in connection with all the friends, not that it's enough, you still have to think of dissemination and how you eventually connect with all of humanity, but it's enough in order for you to still advance on the degrees of ascending. Okay.
Непонятно. А вот в прошлом десятке.
No, it's not clear.
Выходили на уровень, когда они уже.
In the past.
Или они тоже молились за.
The tens would reach a degree where they would pray for the whole world, or.
As the Baal HaSulam writes, only we are in the last generation. Before that, there wasn't that kind of work. People would connect 2, 3, study a bit, and not think of dissemination or nothing. In our time, because we are already in the last generation, and it's written about that in the writings of the Ari, that it's from the 16th century already. He said that it should have started already. So we need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah around the world and try to connect to all of them and to show everybody what the correction is in order to go towards that goal on the good path and not on the bad path. How could it be otherwise? If we don't activate ourselves, that we pull the whole vessel into correction, so the bad forces will start working that will push us into the correction, but on the bad side. Okay. Florida.
Thank you, Rav. In the excerpt, it says, as he is merciful, you be merciful too. What does it mean to be merciful?
That you, well, how should I say it?
Rachav lev.
A wide heart.
Tov.
Good.
Mishtatev bitzar shel azulat.
Feel the sorrow of the others. Participate in it.
And this is, and then.
No, no.
What?
Florida.
Okay.
Florida.
In bestowal. So through this, if I am merciful, then I am acting in bestowal.
Vaday?
Of course.
Vaday.
Of course. From your broad heart.
No, Kabu 7.
Kabu 7.
Thank you, Rav. Before, you said that our efforts create the Creator. Are we really talking about there's no one else besides Him?
Lo hivanti.
I don't understand. Of course there's no one else besides him. In that way, we build ourselves to discover that there's none else besides them in all cases. When we work from our will to receive. What is our will to receive? That's where the Creator isn't revealed. That's why we activate our will to receive in a way that in it, he can be revealed as much as possible, that there's none else besides him. And then those desires to receive, that they will be in order to bestow, like the Creator after the corrections, they'll connect between them and be as one man with one heart. Think about it and ask. Moshe next.
24. One should pray one's prayer in the collective, since he does not despise their prayer, even though they are not all with intent and the will of heart. As it is written, he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Thus, he only observed the prayer of an individual, but with the prayer of many. He does not despise their prayer, even though they are unworthy. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute, means that he accepts his prayer, but it is an individual who is mingled with many. Hence his prayer is as a prayer of many.
That's philosophy already. It's the style of the Zohar, that's how he says it. Next.
Excerpt 25. The prayer that we pray is the correction of the Holy Divinity, to extend abundance to her, to satisfy all her deficiencies. For hence, all the requests are in plural form, such as, and grant us knowledge from you, or bring us back, our Father, into your law. This is so because the prayer is for the whole of Israel, since all that there is in the Holy Divinity exists in the whole of Israel, and what is lacking in her is lacking in the whole of Israel. It follows that when we pray for the whole of Israel, we pray for the Holy Divinity, since they are the same.
Barur. Ze barur.
Clear. That's clear. That's why there are also no questions. So 27.
Excerpt 27. My teacher cautioned me and all the friends who were with him in that society to take upon ourselves the commandment to do of love your neighbor as yourself, and to aim to love each one from Israel as his own soul. For by this, his prayer would rise, comprising all of Israel, and will be able to ascend and make a correction above. Especially, our love of friends. Each and every one of us should include himself as though he is an organ of those friends. My teacher sternly cautioned me about this matter.
Well, that's the main thing, especially the Ari, because he was the one who revealed the wisdom to the masses. So it was important that the masses hear what truly is the realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That as much as we move away, stay away from each other, don't want to know each other. So the wisdom of Kabbalah says the opposite. We have to come closer and connect in order to discover in the connection between us the higher system. The higher system. Where do we have more? Well, 28.
Excerpt 28. There is not an organ in a man's body that does not have a corresponding creation in the world. This is so because as man's body divides into organs, and they all stand degree over degree, established one on top the other, and are all one body. Similarly, the world, meaning all creations in the world, are many organs standing one atop the other, and they are all one body. And when they are all corrected, they will actually be one body.
Kabu 5.
Yes, thank you, Rav. The excerpts talk about praying for the whole of Israel. And I'm wondering why we would pray for the whole of Israel versus the nations of the world. Thank you, Rav.
The general of Israel means those people who want to reach adhesion between them and adhesion to the Creator. Let's say, Bnei Baruch, that you see them, look, Germany, Africa, Moscow, Chelyabinsk, Kiev, Latin, Florida, Baltia, Rehovot, focus group, all those from all the world. That is called the general of Israel, meaning the general, the collective, that yearn to reach connection with the Creator and reveal Him. Don't look at the Jews in the world. We mistakenly think it's a nation, and it's not. You see how many parties and divisions they have, as much as they can be together, because they don't feel, according to their nature, that they belong to one nation. They don't feel it. One could live one place, one could live another place, and they shouldn't belong to one another. Only if they're pressed on, so they connect a bit. Because in the connection, it's clear that it's easier to survive the difficult times. But it's not a nation, and that's a big problem in the world that people don't understand who they're dealing with. It's not a nation, it's a group that is comprised from all the nations of the world, from all of them. That's why when we relate to Israel, we also relate to a group, but a group that has a goal. And that's the opposite of the Jews. The opposite of the nation of Israel. That group is called the nation of the Creator, that yearn to reach the Creator. That's why there's a difference, a very big difference, even in oppositeness between Israel, according to the spiritual definition, Yeshalkel, and the corporeal nation of Israel that don't have anything but a few thousand years ago, their forefathers came out of Babylon, then out of Egypt, and so on. The connection itself doesn't exist because there's no biological connection. There's no biological connection at all. A spiritual. We used to be together, and for now, no connection remains between us. That's why it was always like that, that easily they used to go from one place to another, disconnect from one another, and so on.
Rav, if I could continue, The question was really, why are we praying only for Israel and not the whole of the Adam HaRishon, the whole Kli?
Because the whole vessel still won't hear us, meaning all of humanity, and they can't advance on their own, but only that group that yearns for Gemar Tikkun to reach connection between them and the Creator, so we pray for them. We pray for the group, and afterwards all the rest will come, only after. That's the correction, that first comes that group that are drawn towards this, and they already spread this word, and the forces from them come to the rest of humanity, and from that humanity can advance. Like Bala Sulam writes in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, go to the end of the introduction of the Book of Zohar, what is it there? Like the last 5 or 10 paragraphs? From item 63, or wait, 66 maybe. Yeah, from 66. And read it. That's why the main thing for us is as quick as we can to come as close to the Creator, and with that be connected to all of humanity.
Thank you, Rav.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Спасибо, Рав. В 27-м отрывке непонятна последовательность.
Thank you, Rav. In passage 27, something is unclear about the gradualness. Each one wanted to love each one of Israel as his own soul. And from this, the prayer rises for all of Israel. It sounds like cause and effect. How can it be that we build the intention and then it brings prayer?
Because prayer isn't that you're standing and praying like you see people during prayer, or go down on your knees and pray. It doesn't matter in what form. To pray means that you, from your heart, turn to the Creator and ask of Him to give you forces of connection, forces of bestowal. Okay.
Это и есть вознамерился. То есть что такое вознамерился?
Да, Ken.
Захотел.
That's called he directs us.
Yeah.
No, demand.
Ютер нахон. Ну, мафиль кавана.
He is activating an intention.
Moshe, ata b'29 kvar?
Moshe, you're in 28. Well, read.
Yes. Excerpt 29. Love will cover all crimes, meaning love that it is of holiness, that is present in the point, covers all the crimes and cancels all the breakings of the heart.
That means that if we reach a strong connection between us, so obviously from the Creator all the best will come, and we can connect between us and bestow what we get from the Creator through us to all of humanity, and by that we reach Gmar Tikkun. And now I would let you give you 15 more minutes to discuss what we talked about in the beginning of the lesson that we didn't read, but try and remember, try to get into it again, into those same things again. What does it mean within reason, above reason, in the relationships between us and the group, and as much as in reason, when I see the friend as good, it's more important than seeing him above reason.
Can
We can read the excerpts again.
Yeah.
So we'll read the excerpts again from the preparation.
Yeah, so read it and then a workshop.
So the second excerpt. Between friends, if he can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. And yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. It always sees his friend's fault and not his virtues. This is why our sages said, judge every person favorably. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably. And this can be above reason. That is, although logically he cannot justify him, above reason he can justify him nonetheless. However, if he can justify him within reason, this is certainly better.
Niv, do you understand what's written here now or no? Or you still have a question? Silent.
Need to turn to the focus group. Well, yes, it's clear now. He's saying, he's explained the difference in the article between above knowledge, the creator and with the friend. So that's clear.
Good. But talk about it. What's within reason? What's above reason? In the connection between the friends? And why we need to reach within reason. That'll be one vessel, right? So talk about it still. It's very important. Come on.
All the work in reason is like it's seemingly lowly and not the path of Kabbalah, spiritual, but specifically between the friends, the connection needs all the time by correction to be revealed more and more, to be actual in sensation and senses in our eyes, that we go from being opposite, that we hate and repulse from one another, or the opposite, that we reach love and connection.
That the feeling testifies for the state of the correction, that if I don't exactly feel it in such a way, so I have to go above reason in this whole process and really awaken the light, that the light will correct the vessels.
Yes, truly this definition has been clarified of what is above reason between the friends, which is our efforts, even now, in realizing the advice of the Kabbalists, even in the most mechanical manner, and also in the heartfelt manner, as much as we're capable. That's called above reason. And when there's a revelation of the sensation of closeness, of warmth and connection between us, that's called within reason. And above this, there is still yet work to truly insert there the intention and work towards the Creator and bestowing contentment to Him and so on. But first, our first degree is here a very big thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a nice discernment how it works between the friends and the ten. That we start above reason. That we want to listen to the advice of the Kabbalists. So we go without a feeling. And gradually, the more we try to reach love, to give a positive example to one another, so we have an ability to overcome the reason that's revealed, even hate, and we can and need to reach a feeling within reason, and be envious of one another that the friends are bestowing.
Yes, then above reason is going and overcoming to a state I'm not in. I'm making work on myself to see the friends in a more corrected, more whole state. But practically, we need to reach the correction itself, that we truly, practically, realistically, in our reality, see the truth that we are in love of friends and corrected. And to be not just overcoming, but an actual attainment of the true state itself. And not just in the work to try to climb to that, but to attain the state that everyone is whole.
Still after this whole lesson, I don't really, it's not so clear to me. The clear things are that you have to make efforts and love of friends as much as possible, to try and to pray and to hold on, whether in reason or not in reason. If I do something, it's only in my reason, above reason, I don't know what it means. Niv explained it really nicely. I'm not on that level of Niv. I can't understand those tiny discernments. Oman.
First of all, it's in determination and then in desire. We need to build a lack that this will truly be, that we truly lack this. And then the Creator completes the action by the light that reforms.
And also the light that reforms works on our efforts when we act, that we're acting in the connection. But there's a question, what exactly are we acting in? Because our work is in thought and in prayer. So it's supposedly above reason. You don't connect it. Even the acting isn't real. Not clear. What it means to bring closer the love of friends and what it is to act in connection.
To bring closer is all the actions in our desire. We want, in our desire, to truly have such an attitude to the friends, to truly have love for the friends, to have envy and the sensation of connection, to truly be with them in one heart, to be as one man. We want this to be. We're not in it, but we really want it to be such. And we can behave as if we're in it already, as we're supposed to be ultimately at the end, as one big soul with all of humanity, and we want to be there. We understand that we are meant to be there. We will reach there. And it's all just a matter of our request, how much we truly, truly want it. If we don't feel a desire for it, so we play as if we want it to be. And then in this, we're truly awakening the Creator to dwell among us and reveal our true corrected state to us.
It's all this stage of acting that's called above reason, because it's without a feeling in our current state. But we are expecting a state that we do feel and reveal everything within reason. It's something great that I'm really envious of the friends, that I really see them as great, that I really want to devote myself to them, melt in them, disappear in them. All these discernments are in the feeling within reason towards the friends. That's our goal. And we have to aspire to get there. We have to ask for it. We have to make efforts for it. Until we feel it, it's all in acting. But we're expecting the Creator that He will turn it into something tangible.
Yes, we begin from work without sensation, and gradually, as much as we invest more and worry for one another more, we develop the sensation, how much we're closer, how much we want more to reach love. And then actually there's discernments of love versus hate. And there's hate, we have to overcome again. We need to request the aid of the Creator. And because we have the hate and the love, we don't have any direct work towards the Creator, rather our preparation to be together with the Creator.
Yeah, that's the method of the work, to go on the rungs of a ladder, meaning look upward on the ladder, climb on it, and when we climb on it, we are already in the current state of attainment where we build our next degree of above reason. And in this way, we, from the new tangible state, we can climb above reason. And again, there's like a bursting of the will to receive that will annul the greatness of the friends. And this way, every time we want to get to a higher state, we reach there and look upward, and that's how we advance.
Yes, the next stage is always above reason, that we insert the game and the yearning and desire to be in a certain state that the Kabbalists describe to us. And if we do it correctly, just the Creator is happy in our hearts, He lets us feel it. And then in the same extent, He burdens us again afterwards, and we feel the separation, and we work again above reason. And that's how it is, right, left, right, left. Menashe.
Yeah, the acting has to be real. If it doesn't reach a state that it's real, so you won't have the help of the Creator.
Yes, and there's another question after Menashe. If we usually make an effort in playing between us, so it's like an act from me onwards, but then it's a great thing, but between friends there must be a mutual connection that advances the 10. So what's this? How do we do that?
I think that there was something in the lesson about it, that a person can love the friends from him to them, but for it to be whole, he needs to get an attitude back from them. That's a mutual way we want to build it. It's exertion. It's constant exertion and love of friends. It develops our vessels.
So this too, now that we're talking like this, over the course of the day, we try to raise the mood. It's all above reason, seemingly, in the state, in our state between the friends, because it's not maybe that we truly now feel the love and closeness and want to be in mutual prayer, but we want to want it. We want it to realize in us. And maybe in this there's this mutuality that we want to awaken one another.
It's nice to see, I feel that by us speaking about it, trying to scrutinize it, so by this we are starting to go above reason, that we don't really have words to explain what we're actually answering, but it's like we absorb something in the lesson and we're trying to take it through us, one towards the other, and gradually this mutual reason is developing, that we're all building or all explaining how he understood it. And in this way, we're getting an impression from the reason of each and every one. I feel that it's completing us. we're all completing one another to a mutual feeling that we've gone through together in the lesson. It gives special forces.
And now we'll go on to info.
Shalom, חברים. מה שלומכם? אנחנו,
Hello, friends. How are you? We're very excited to invite you upcoming Friday, 6:30, for a meeting of friends. There won't be a meal because it's still it's called Ben HaMetzarim. There's like a type of fast. And sorry, this coming Sunday. And like we met past Sundays, the topic will be the destruction of the temple. And so we're going to do all this together with Rav the upcoming Sunday, without food and drink, but with a lot of connection. We're going to send the passages, the excerpts in the coming days. And let's get ready for a very exciting and heartfelt event. Back to you, Moshe.
Yeah. So what do we have today? We have from 9:45 to 10:30 live show with Rav and Senka, and that's it. Let's go to a nigun. La 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 la